Hey, my lemons. Welcome back to another episode of Unwind with Lemon Drop. For my new listeners, let me go ahead and give you a rundown. This is Unwind with Lemon Drop. I'm your host, your favorite millennial lesbian. On this podcast, we'll touch base on all aspects of life, the good, the bad, and everything in between, as we navigate through sex, love, friendship, and more. No worries. This is a judge-free zone, so go ahead, girl, and guys too. Grab a friend, pour a glass, and let's unwind. So if you don't have your wine, if you don't have your mimosas or your cocktail, I feel sorry for you because I'm already sipping, okay? So, y'all, I love, like, if you want a cheap, like a cheap drink, and you just want something quick that's already pre-made, go ahead and get you like either champagnes are my go-to, or like a pink Moscato. Like Andre literally is like $7.99 at the gas station. Put that shit on ice or put it in the freezer, serve it chilled, and it will get you there. I think it's like 9.5% or 10%. And me, the kind of girl I am, when I drink wine, like, I try to get anything that's above either like 9%. I like anywhere from 9 to 13 when I'm drinking wine or champagne. Like, you have to have a high count when it comes to that, because if not, like, you're not going to feel anything. Like, stuff like Stella Rose and stuff, like, it's good and it's sweet and it tastes good or whatever, but like, you're not going to get a buzz. Especially if you're like on a full stomach, like shit like that, you gotta drink when you haven't drank for a long time and you're on an empty stomach. So if you want a quick buzz, get you some little cheap Andre. Cooks has good champagne. I drink mimosas any time of the day. Like, people think I'm so weird because I can drink a mimosa like 5 o'clock in the afternoon. It's like, it's never too early or too late to drink a mimosa. You're gonna get fucked up, period. So yesterday I went in, had dinner with my girlfriend, and we went to Gloria's, and we had, it's a drink they have called Meltdowns, and that drink had her so fucking lit, and I'm just looking like, nigga, you not that drunk off one drink. But she's not a drinker, so I've heard people say, like, two, that's a max, like, that's all they can do. And I'm sitting there like, this ain't shit. So I ended up getting this bottle of pink Moscato or whatever yesterday, because I was going to drink it when I got home. But of course, I was just so tired from my new work schedule. I just did not even feel like it. So I put it in the refrigerator. So I woke up this morning, it was 9 o'clock. I started drinking. So it's 12:30 now, and I'm on my last little glass. I've been drinking it pretty slow. But it gets the job done, definitely. It really does. All right, y'all. So, it is episode 10. I wanted to do something super special for you guys, for my listeners who have supported me since day one. But I couldn't think of anything that I wanted to do. So, I'm still thinking about that. I may push it off to, like, episode 11, which is a very powerful number to me for a lot of reasons. I was born on April 11th. I'm an Aries. Hey. And I've been seeing the number 11 for over a year now. And I've done all of my research. And basically, it's a number from, like, your spiritual guidance, angels or whatever, letting you know that you're going in the right path. So, like, that number has been sticking out to me for a very long time. So I think I'm going to make number 11 a special episode. I also, I'm planning to record with one of my best friends, since elementary, and we have the same exact birthday, which is fucking ironic. It's crazy, but we are, like, literally the same person. That's my goddaughter's mom, like, so she made me her godmother to her child, and, like, we have a good relationship. We've never really bumped heads ever. That's one thing I can say about a few of my friends. Like, we've never had any issues. Like, we've never had any problems. Like, we've lived together before, we've partied before, we didn't cry together, like, we've done everything together, and we've known each other since, what, second grade. So I can't wait to record that episode, and I'm not quite sure which direction I want to go in. I'm definitely going to make part of it relationship wise because she does have a live-in boyfriend and she has two kids and stepkids. So I think that part of that episode is going to be about like balancing like relationships with children, and then just being like a young mom. And then the second half, we're going to get into like some more sex shit because like she's crazy like me. And then she's also an Aries, so and part of that may be kind of intertwined with like the whole zodiac sign shit. So it's gonna be a fun episode. I plan on meeting up with her later on this week to record the episode, so I'm super excited. So stay tuned for episode 11. You do not want to miss this shit because our chemistry is crazy, and I'm pretty sure this bitch is gonna have me drinking some fucking tequila. So I'm just telling y'all now, that's going to be the drunkest episode that y'all have heard thus far, like, seriously. But let's get into today, y'all. Okay, so today's episode is crazy and wild sex stories. This is some shit that, these are stories that you wouldn't tell just anybody. So I made a post on Facebook and I was asking people to tell me about crazy, wild, horrible sex stories, stuff that they've been through personally or stuff you've heard from other people. I didn't get a lot of feedback in my comments, but I got a few messages directly because I put in the post like, hey, if you want to be anonymous, then just send me an inbox. So some of the shit I'm about to read, I'm not going to say their name, but I do appreciate y'all for the feedback, letting me know, you know, the shit y'all been through. So the first story I'm gonna tell, I want to actually go to the freaking message and I'm gonna read it word for word so y'all know I'm not fucking lying. Okay, this was from somebody I know. I've been knowing her for a while, like just through other people, but we're not like, you know, friends or anything like that. But she has been a big supporter. Thank you, girl. I really do appreciate it. So it says, my anonymous post. So me and baby was drunk one night, really getting into it. He was using my bullet while giving me head. I mean, we were really into it. We started having some good sex. She was like, but I don't hear the buzzing noise. So I asked him, baby, where is the toy? So then she says, Erica, it was gone. All caps. G-O-N-E. I'm crying because I don't want to go to the ER. He's digging in my shit like he's my OB. And then she puts the laughing emojis. I get on the toilet and I push like I'm having a damn baby for like 10 minutes. I swear. And I finally came, and it finally came out. This damn toy was in my booty hole. So apparently they were having some bomb ass sex to the point where like, and I don't know if you guys notice, like, when you use, like, vibrators, like, let's say you're using it for, like, anything over 10 minutes. Like, your fucking, your pussy will go numb. Like, it's something about that fucking vibrating sensation. Like, after a while, especially if you've been drinking or smoking or something, like, the sensation will kind of, like, die down. Like, I'm going to need a higher voltage or something. So, basically, they were having some mama sex and this nigga didn't stuck the fucking bullet in her ass. And she was scared as fuck because what the fuck, where is it? It just fucking disappeared. So I would be fucking pissed, number one. But that is funny. That's some shit that you would tell your friends, like, bitch, let me tell you what happened. I'm so thankful. So she goes on to tell me that luckily she was able to push the shit out and she didn't have to go to the emergency room. I'm so thankful because that's a horrific ass story. Like, you're not trying to be at the hospital pushing out a fucking vibrator or motherfuckers digging in your asshole. Damn. So my next story, y'all, let me tell y'all. Okay, so I used to work for a home health company. I used to do like the payroll and staffing and stuff, and so my supervisor was a nurse. And she told me this crazy, I was like, what is the craziest story you've ever heard or seen or, you know, witnessed working at a hospital? And she was like, okay, so she's working at a hospital and a guy came in and literally like had a hamster in his asshole. So I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, he came to the emergency room because he had a hamster stuck in his ass. And I'm just thinking, like, how the fuck is that even possible? Like, your asshole shouldn't even open up that big. So apparently, in the gay world, for men, or whatever, I don't know, they get, like, a toilet paper roll, and they'll stick, like, a rodent, like a hamster or, like, a gerbil or whatever the fuck they called, and they'll, like, stick it in their butthole, and then, like, they'll travel inside of their ass, and I guess it feels good because of, like, the scratching sensation, but I'm just trying to figure out why the fuck you put, like, a living creature in your ass. Like, number one, it's nasty as fuck that you fucking a fucking animal. But for it to be in your asshole, like, come on now. That's just, like, a video I seen. This nigga fucking a snake. And I was like, I'm so ignorant because I really was like, I didn't know snakes had fucking holes to even fuck. But apparently they do. And the nigga had his dick stuck in a snake. And I was traumatized after I seen that. I was just like, I need to reevaluate my friends on Facebook because y'all think it's okay to share everything. And that's very disturbing. Like, that really fucking fucked me up in my head. Like, why the fuck would you fucking post that? I don't know. Some people out here in real life doing crazy ass shit. Like, to me, that's not even crazy. That's just fucking gross. But whatever. So this next story, guys, I'm gonna tell y'all, my friend gonna kill me. Anyway, let me tell y'all. So let's picture this. You're on a vacation, you're with your friends, your guy, your girl, whatever, and you decide to randomly meet up with someone. And it doesn't go as planned. So, have you ever been in a situation where you expect for a motherfucker to, like, put it down, or y'all are super intoxicated and it sounds fun, but then when you get to that point, it's just like, bitch, nigga, like, why did I even fucking come here? And I've heard, like, stories about, like, guys bragging on, like, the size of their dick or what the fuck they can do. But for a nigga to just, like, flat out can't even get his dick hard or can't even eat pussy. On top of that, you're, like, drunk as shit, talking shit. Like, it's a whole turn off. That's not even a whole vibe. So I'm not going to go into details on the story. But what I am going to say is, niggas, stop lying on your dick. It's okay if you have a small Vienna sausage. You don't have to, you know, feel bad about it. It's your business. But quit boosting yourselves up and then you get in a situation that you can't come out of. Because bitches going to talk. Like, we do. We're going to talk and we tell each other shit. So, that's just funny to me. That people like to brag on themselves when the sex is really trash. Whoo, child. So I was listening to one of my favorite podcasts, Horrible Decisions. Hopefully I can get on their podcast one day. I'm going to hit them up and be like, look, bitches, like, let me on this hoe. Because y'all be talking about some crazy ass shit and I got some stories. So this last episode I listened to, it was called, like, something lesbian, like, all lesbian or some crazy shit. So it's two girls and one is they're both bisexual, but one is mainly into, like, men, and then one of the girls, like, she has a girlfriend and a boyfriend. Well, not even a girlfriend boyfriend situation, they just pretty much, like, fuck around or whatever. So the whole episode they had was on lesbian shit. And so I was like, yeah, you know what? I'm on my way to work. I'm like, yeah, this is going to be a good episode. Like, I can relate to this shit even more because some situations or stories, like, I can't relate to it because I haven't had sex with a guy that many times and I don't really have a desire to, honestly. Just depending on how I'm feeling, I don't like penetration. So, whatever. So I'm just like, I can't really relate to the whole, like, you know, I want to ride some dick or whatever. So they talk about a lot of shit that I can't relate to, but it's, I just like listening to them because they're so like laid back and chilled, and I love the fact that women are so open into talking about their sex lives. So I'm listening to this episode on my way to work, right? And I'm like, this is about to be good. And so they have this white girl on the show, and apparently she's an author of a book and something about a TV show deal. I don't know if she has a TV show yet or she's getting a TV show. And then like she has Instagram and she has a Twitter or whatever. So the first question they ask her, they're like, okay, so what is the most lesbian shit you've done, or most non-lesbian sexual shit you've done, or something like that, all week? And she's like, I cut the sleeves off my shirt. And she was like, yeah, I was thinking to myself, like, I'm totally gonna be looking like a butch. And so right then and there, I'm thinking, okay, this is definitely going to be a white-ass episode, because in the gay community, black community, we don't say butch. We say studs. Studs are the ones that look like dudes. You say stem. Stem are the ones that are in between girl and guy. And then you have femmes, people like me. So I'm just like, whatever. I keep listening to whatever the episode. Y'all, when I tell you I almost wrecked my motherfucking car, like, they went from 0 to 1,000. Like, it went from having that question being asked to, okay, so we heard that you enjoy period sex. And she was like, oh yeah, like, definitely. And they're like, okay, can you explain to us how this works? And she's like, what do you mean? They're like, because most people don't, you know, do that kind of stuff. And she's just like, yeah, like, I prefer receiving head when I'm on my period. And I just, like, almost slammed my brakes. Like, first of all, it's fucking disgusting. And I don't like to, like, sexually shame people, because people like what they fucking like. But to me, that's, like, on a whole nother level. Like, that body fluid is hazardous. Like, bitch, no. So she goes on to tell a story. She's like, yeah, one time, I was at a hotel and it was so bad to the point where I had to order new sheets, and it looked like someone died in there. And she was like, all I could think about was, like, I hope they don't think I killed someone in this room. And I'm just like, you fucking bitch. That is so gross. Now, let me say, I have had sex on my period, but only with certain people is that possible. Number one, you have to be clean. Number two, bitch, tampons are needed. Like, you need to plug that shit up. But they were literally, like, talking about, like, giving and receiving head without any type of tampon. So you're literally, like, flowing. Like, blood's coming out. And there's a thing apparently called a, oh, I don't know if it's called a rainbow kiss or a red something kiss. And it's a thing, if you look it up, and I don't know the name of it, but apparently if you give head to someone while they're on their period and then you kiss them, that's what it's called. And that's fucking gross. Like, everybody knows blood tastes like fucking pennies that's been rubbing together. Like, no. And it's salty as fuck. And on top of that, like, some bitches aren't fucking clean. Just, I wouldn't be able to deal with that. And then second of all, like, to me, that, like, screams STD type shit. So that made me reevaluate, like, the bitches I fuck with. Because I'm thinking, like, bitch, are you letting bitches eat your pussy while you're on your period? Or are you eating pussy while you're on your period? Because I'm scared now. I'm scared that lesbians are really out here doing this. This is a thing. And apparently, like, it's so normal. And I've been lost. I've been fucking bitches since I was 14. And I'm 28 now, so I have 14 years underneath my belt of fucking women, and not once have I ever said, let me eat your pussy while you're on your period. Not only that, why don't you just take the tampon out? Like, that has never crossed my mind. I don't give a fuck how fucking horny you are. And there's so many other things that you can do. Like, y'all can fucking, you can grind, which is kind of like, you know, hunching, humping. You can play with each other. Like, I would rather for that to be on my hand than be in my fucking mouth. Like, that's fucking disgusting. And I don't want to sound like I'm, like I said, like I'm shaming somebody, but bitch, that's fucking gross. Like, I can imagine what the room looked like, not only that, and smelled like, because like I said, some bitches aren't fucking clean. So not only am I fucking bloody, it's funky in this bitch. So she goes on to say how she enjoys it better when she's on her cycle because of the, I guess the stimulation. It's more sensitive down there. And I get it, like, because when you're on your cycle, like, you are extremely fucking horny. I get it. But, bitch, you couldn't think of nothing else to do? Like, nothing else. And let me just go back to what I said. I personally have had my vagina eaten when I was on my cycle, but there was a tampon in place. So there was not a mess. Because if for the ones who don't know, like, even when you have a tampon in and let's say you get aroused and you get wet, like, the wetness will still somehow seep out even though you have a tampon in. And it may be a little bit of blood mixed in, but for the most part, it's not going to be, like, a massacre in the room. It's not going to be a deep red, going crazy type. Like, no. But that just blew my fucking mind. I was like, people are really fucking out here doing shit like that. So I was telling my girlfriend and her friends, and they were looking at me like, you nasty bitch. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? And I was like, I don't see anything wrong with, like, the whole doing it while you're on your cycle, but it's just the way that you do it. Now, like, if you're just doing, like, penetration, like, that's fine. Like, put a towel down, put whatever you need to do. But, like, for you to actually put your mouth on someone when they're bleeding, to me, that's a whole nother, like, level. And that's, I think that, like, crosses the line of being intimate. Like, bitch, that's too personal. Like, that's kind of like shitting and pissing on somebody in their fucking mouth. Like, that's blood. Whatever. If you're into that, you know, kudos to you. But me personally, I think that's fucking weird as fuck. Like, I just can't imagine full-blown second or third day of my cycle bleeding everywhere. And then you just like, hey, you know, let me eat your pussy. Like, no. And then, so, she goes on to talk about, like, so they were asking her, like, oh, what do you think about, like, the way women smell, or do they all taste differently? And she's like, yeah, like, I love, you know, I love the smell of pussy, and yes, vagina does have a smell. We've already talked about that in the episode with the Yanni steams. Like, yes, it definitely does have a smell. They all smell differently depending on the person. But then one of the girls was like, I don't like pussy that just smells like water. Like, I don't like a no scent ass pussy. Bitch, what? Like, where you come from? Because to me, that's the perfect vagina. Like, nothing at all, just water. Like, that's the best kind. And not saying that there's something wrong with anybody else that has a smell, because we all have our own body odors, and not saying that you're supposed to stink, but you're just going to have your own scent. So she went on to say, like, no, I prefer these and that, and I like when I get done giving head and I can walk around all day with pussy juices on my lip. And I'm thinking, no, bitch, we definitely can't relate in that area either, because I'm really thinking about y'all motherfuckers just walking around, you know, not even taking a shower, washing your face after you fuck, you know, that's just gross as fuck to me. It really is. That's on a whole nother level. Like, what? Like, I need to take a shower afterwards, and I'm definitely gonna wash my face and my hands. Like, I'm not trying to walk around smelling like pussy or you all day. Sorry. We can text and reminisce, but no. Let me take a sip of my drink 1 second. So, that was like it was a crazy ass episode, because like I said, like, they talk about everything you can think of possibly, but that was like the craziest shit I've heard. And I've heard some crazy ass shit. I mean, they do everything from like fucking pegging niggas, fucking niggas in the ass, playing in booty holes, going to fucking swingers clubs and fucking random people, and they just do all this free liberated sexual things. But for this topic was just like the worst for me, because it was like, it was just so intense. And so they got onto like the whole STD thing, and one of the girls, and I salute her for saying this, because she was like, well, wait a minute, like, people make a big deal about heterosexual couples and STDs, but nobody's talking about the fact that you guys can still get an STD even though you're homosexual or you're lesbians. And that's true, and I would think it's pretty much very, you know, able to get your STD with you and fucking swapping blood. Like, that's too much. Like, what if you have an open sore in your mouth, or you cut yourself accidentally doing something, and you're just swapping? There's just too much shit going on. So, for the bitches out there who want to be vampires, make sure you take care of yourself and get tested, because part of the conversation was like, have you ever asked someone, like, hey, have you been tested? And it's a thing. Like, I feel like in most lesbian communities, people aren't saying, hey, have you been tested, or do you get tested, or let me see your last test results. Like, nobody's talking about shit like that. Everyone wants to put the blame on gay men, gay men that are homosexual, or straight couples. But no, like, lesbians can still transmit diseases back and forth. So, like, take care of yourselves, especially if you're into that weird ass shit. I mean, sharing sex toys, swapping fluids, doing all that shit, bumping vaginas, like, you can still catch all of that shit. So be careful, and let's try to stay away from the blood. Like, to me, that's just too weird. But if that's what you like to do, then that's your business. On a little lighter note, there's a fucking website, and it's called Sophia Gray, I think. I forgot that fast. So how would you guys feel about selling your used underwear? Yeah, I said that right. Like, your underwear that you've worn all fucking day. Well, apparently there is a website where you can pay guys can pay you to buy your underwear that you've been wearing all day. So that means you would make a profile, kind of like a Facebook, what you look like. I've actually went to the website. I haven't really seen too many facial pictures, but you can, like, put pictures of, like, your body, or describe your body type, what you're into, yada yada yada. And they're posting pictures of used panties, so discharge, wet spots, all of that is welcome. Like, they want to see that shit. And you pretty much make your own price, and you can sell them anywhere. I think it's like the lowest is like 15 to like 100 150, and I think you can really put it at whatever price you want to put, because it's kind of like you putting out an ad, like, on Craigslist or something, or, like, OfferUp. Like, you pick the price, and somebody else just has to be willing to buy it. So, if a nigga really like you, then you can put whatever price you want to put on it. And they have them, like, pictures in, like, boy shorts, thongs, the lacy ones. And it's just so weird, because, like, you'll have some of the descriptions that'll say, like, I can wear my panties up to 48 hours. So you have certain guys that are requesting for these women to wear their underwear anywhere from 4 hours, 24 hours. I even seen one for a week. And to me, that's fucking disgusting. Like, no, it's no telling what your vagina really does smell like if you're willing to wear the same underwear for a week. And some women have, like, a lot of discharge. And to me, that's just gross. It's no point in even showering. Like, you're going to take a shower and then put the same fucking panties back on. And they could be lying. They could just be, you know, wearing them for a little bit. But, like, if this is, like, your main stream of income and you're serious about it, then I'm pretty sure you're going to do exactly what the fuck you said. Because the stinkier the panties and the nastier they are, the way they look, the more money you're going to get. So I just have to throw that out there to y'all. Like, if y'all bitches want to make some extra money, because hell, I even thought about it. I even asked my girlfriend, I was like, how would you feel if I sold my underwear? She was just like, I wouldn't care. Like, it's not like you can see that person. And then the way that you, like, ship them to them, like, they would never know where you live or where you're from unless you reveal that to them. But, bitch, you getting paid. So those panties you've been wearing, like, straight from the gym, and then you got to go pick up groceries, and then you come home and make dinner, and then you take them off before you take a shower. Like, yeah, bitch. Them the ones they're willing to pay some money for. So keep that in mind next time when you decide that you want to throw away some old panties because you need new ones, or they're getting too small. Keep them dirty motherfuckers and get on Sophia Gray and sell them to a fucking pervert somewhere. Because somewhere, someplace, a nigga gonna buy that shit. And 9 times out of 10, ain't a nigga. It's probably a white man. But you get what I'm saying. Damn. That's intense. That's crazy. Like, I would probably do that. You know what? I'm gonna try it just so I can come back on the podcast and tell y'all how it went. Okay? And then for my last story, y'all, I've been saving this one. Okay, so for the ones who don't know, I think I revealed that in my last episode. I used to be a dancer. And so I was trying to think, like, what was the craziest story I could tell from the strip club? And I have two. I'm going to share these two stories to y'all. These are probably, like, top five. I have Armpit Man. Armpit Man was a Indian man that would come in. And it wasn't like gas station Indian Arabian type niggas. It was like regular ass niggas that were, you know, they worked in corporate America type shit. Come in with a suit and tie, whatever. So I want to say this was a day when I worked like mid shift. Mid shift is like when you come in like maybe around 4 or 5 or whatever, and you stay all the way till night. So those are the guys that you get that are like getting off work. So this guy comes or whatever, and we drink, we have a few shots or whatever, and I'm of course like trying to get my money. So I'm like, look nigga, do you want to dance? Like, what? Because you know you get paid for your dances. So he's like, sure. So I go get my dance or whatever. And I think after the second dance, like, I noticed, because, like, I have my hands up. So I'm basically kind of, like, sitting on him, facing him, and my hands are, like, above him, touching, like, this little ramp rail thing. And so I'm, like, you know, kind of, like, grinding on him or whatever, and, you know, and I keep getting up, doing other moves and stuff. But for whatever reason, he wanted me to face him, and he wanted my armpits, like, in his face. And I noticed, like, he kept on, like, smelling him and just looking at me. And I'm just like, what? And so, finally, I'm just like, nigga, like, is everything okay? He's like, yes. Like, your armpits are so fucking sexy. And I was like, in my head, I was like, what the fuck? I've never heard that a day in my life. I was like, okay, like, thank you. He was like, oh, my God. He was like, would you be okay if I licked them? And I was like, huh? He's like, would you be okay if I licked your armpit? And I was like, wait, what do you mean? He was like, can I lick them? I was like, that's pretty gross. Like, I have deodorant on. Like, I've been sweating. I'm like, I don't even sweat bad. And, you know, I didn't smell, like, anything. It was, like, a deodorant smell. But it was just, it just freaked me the fuck out. So I was just like, what you talking about? Like, you know, yeah, nigga, you can lick my armpit if you fucking gross, but nigga, it ain't for free. So we came up with an agreement, whatever. And of course I got paid for it. I let him lick my armpit. But it was so fucking weird. And it wasn't like a big, like, you know, long lick. It was just like a little, you know, kitten. I was just like, oh my God. So of course, you know, the dances were over. I got my money. I made my fucking paper and his ass left. I was just like, ew. So I go back in the bag and I wash my armpit real fast, whatever. And I put some more deodorant on. And I was thinking about it. I was like, why the fuck did this nigga want to lick my armpit? And then I started thinking about it. I was like, think about it. Like, most Indian, like, traditional Indians, Arabians or whatever, their women don't shave. So they're probably hairy as fuck. Anywhere from armpits to vagina is probably like hairy. Like, they don't believe, a lot of them don't believe in their women like shaving or removing hair. So I was talking to somebody else, another girl, and they was like, girl, that happened to me too. Like, them motherfucking Indians be crazy. Like, they like shit that pretty much like stuff they can't get at home, stuff that they shame their women for doing. Like, they'll come and get it from American women. So, like, of course, they don't want their women to, like, show their hair, or they can't wear makeup and this, this, and that. But then they'll come to the strip club and fantasize. So, that was one of my crazy stories. And then the second one was, this is wild. So, I was working at this club, and this guy came in. And a lot of girls knew who he was or whatever. I didn't know who the fuck he was because I think I was fairly new there. And, they was like, that's foot man, that's foot fetish man. And I was like, what the fuck? And I was like, fuck it, I'm finna go over there and talk to him. And for the ones who don't know me personally, like, I have really big feet. Like, I wear a size anywhere from 9 to 10, 10 and a half. And so it's not even my feet. Like, my toes are long. They long as fuck. But they cute. They just long. I have, like, I got that from my white side on my fucking jeans for my daddy. But I have big feet. And they're not just ugly, but they're not like how I think women feet should look, like small and petite and cute or whatever. So I go out there, I'm talking to the nigga, whatever, and he's a black guy, he's like a light-skinned black guy, whatever, and we're talking, blah blah, and we have a few drinks. I started doing some dances and stuff for him, and then he's just like, can you take your shoe off? And I'm just like, what? He's like, In the state of Texas, I don't know if it's everywhere, but in the state of Texas, I believe you can't take your heels off. Like, that's part of some type of law. I'm going to have to look it up for y'all. But it's a rule, like, in the strip club. Like, that's some shit that our managers have always told us. Like, it's something about, like, you can't take your shoes off. And it's, like, another rule, like, where your thong can't be, like, a certain amount of fabric. It has to be over a certain amount, like, otherwise it's considered like prostitution or I don't know, lewd activity. I don't fucking know. Is that even, yeah, I don't know. But so I'm talking to the nigga, whatever, and so he's like, yeah, can you take your shoe off? I was like, no. I'm thinking, nigga, I'm in this fucking sweaty ass fucking stripper heels all fucking night, like, what the fuck? And he's like, yeah, like, I like feet. And I was like, nigga. And I'm thinking in my head, like, nigga, my feet ain't even just the prettiest things you ever seen. Like, they look like normal ass feet. Y'all, this nigga paid me to literally, like, rub my feet across his face. And not even, like, in a massage way. It was just, like, not kick me, but just, like, place him on his face, like, here and there. And I was so fucking freaked out. Like, I was so freaked out. And this was, like, early on when I started dancing. So I was just, like, this is some fucking weird-ass, freaky-ass shit. And I've had my toes sucked and shit by exes and stuff. But I was just, like, nigga. First of all, I've been in these heels all fucking night, sweating. Second of all, you don't know who the fuck I am. I can't even tell you what my feet smell like right now. Like, what if they smell like something? Because I've been sweating, like, in stripper heels, like, you're gonna sweat and you're moving around constantly. And then I was thinking, like, what if I was a nasty bitch who didn't fucking wash my feet and I'm walking around? What if I went working out before I came to work and I just threw my heels on and took a whole bath or something? Like, nigga, you nasty. But I made my fucking money. But that was just a crazy ass situation. I was just like, nigga, that is fucking gross. But that's, I mean, you can't talk about certain people, like, if that's what they like, that's their fetish, you know, whatever. And so apparently, like, he was the nigga that would come in weekly and he would pick a different girl and just literally pay girls to, like, rub feet across his face. And I don't remember exactly how much money I made, but I'm pretty sure if I sat over there with him over an hour or two, it was a couple of hundred over, like, literally nothing but drinking and letting this nigga rub my feet and put them on his face and smell them. And that's another thing. He was, like, smelling them. I think he kissed the soles of them one time. I was like, oh, my God. So the foot fetish niggas, it's a special place for y'all. Some place, but it ain't with me. Like, that was just weird. But until next time, I'm gonna save those other stories I have for y'all. I'm gonna save them. But I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. I have a lot of fun telling y'all about some personal shit. Like, and I got a hell of a lot of shit I can tell y'all. And I can't wait for episode number 11. So you guys need to stay tuned so we can get more in depth when it comes to like relationships and sex. We're gonna talk about a lot of shit that I feel like a lot of people can relate to. But until then, I hope you guys go ahead and continue to listen to the podcast. And I really do appreciate it. All right, y'all. Bye.